Hello everyone, very welcome to Dialab Radio, Relay of Research Results by Audio, Series 2, Episode 20, 28-21. Let me bring to you today a report from Dialab Sukuba team on the development of a sensor for detecting 5-hydroxymethyl cytosin in DNA. Do you know or have you heard about 5-hydroxymethyl cytosin? As biology student, I'm sure you know about 5-methyl cytosine, that is the methylated cytosine, and when present instead of cytosine in our DNA, it causes gene silencing. Now, 5-hydroxymethyl cytosine is also called 6th base, and it is an intermediate product in the demethylation pathway. Clinically, it is enriched in brain, suggesting some sort of function, and more so in neurological diseases including Alzheimer's, Huntington's, bipolar, schizophrenia, autism, and ataxia. Analytic methods including HPLC, LC-MS, and ELISA are most frequently used for detecting 5-methyl cytosine. But since the concentration of 5-hydroxymethyl cytosine is relatively very low, there is a need for highly sensitive detection method. Dialab team at Sukuba developed method for 5-methyl cytosine detection by surface plasmon resonance, SPR, immunoassay, and electrochemical techniques. Here they expected that 5-hydroxymethyl cytosine will also be sufficiently detectable with their nanocarbon film if they supply suitable oxidation potentials. And here they report an electrochemical detection of 5-hydroxymethyl cytosine in genomic DNA using their original nanocarbon film electrode. They showed a low background current and a wide potential window, which is extremely useful for sensor technology. They validated the use of this sensor by detecting 5-hydroxymethyl cytosine in genomic DNA that was digested by nuclease and subjected to direct electrochemical oxidation using their nanocarbon film combined with the HPLC electrochemical detection system. Indeed, they showed detection of extremely trace amounts of 5-hydroxymethyl cytosine, proving the sensitivity of their device. They also showed that their method allows the selective detection of 5-hydroxymethyl cytosine from excess amount of cytosine in genomic DNA and proposed the utility of this sensor for easy and accurate detection of 5-hydroxymethyl cytosine for disease diagnosis and prognosis. For details, please see the paper that appeared recently this year in the journal called Sensors and Actuators, volume 314. Please take a look. Thanks for listening. Please stay connected and we'll keep bringing you more.